Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Joining us today, Jana Davidson with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation for our October safety message. Jana, it's great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be here, Jesse. Thank you.
Well, this month is a interesting month as it's National Protect Your Hearing Month. And I feel like that is almost perfect timing, Jana, with harvest in full swing and being around, you know, heavy equipment and loud machinery and just everything going on around the farm. It's obviously a year-round issue, but I feel like this is kind of almost perfect timing for October to be National Protect Your Hearing Month. So let's just talk about that a little bit as we kind of get into a discussion here about the health of our hearing, Jana.
Absolutely. So what most people may already realize is that noise is one of the most common reasons that we do have hearing loss. Now, noise can be something we hear very quickly, like a shotgun fired at very close range. We all know how, if we hear that, how our hearing doesn't seem right for a while after that. But hearing loss, it also can happen because of exposure to loud noises over a long period of time. You had a good point there with harvest right now. We're going to be exposed to loud noises every day for long hours of the day. So the best thing that we can do is wear some hearing protection, wear that personal protective equipment. Because once damage happens to your ears, it is very much irreversible and permanent, but it is preventable. So I think that's the most important takeaway too from today. If people know that if they do protect their ears, they're going to be very happy down the road.
Well, and you brought up a great point. There's some of that PPE, that personal protective equipment, can be a very, very big key, whether it's, you know, whether we're talking just little earplugs or big earphones or whatnot, it could be a big thing. But what about children? You know, they're going to be around some of this too. And obviously we want to protect their hearing with them being, you know, so young in many cases. That's also a very big priority. So would that be kind of some of the same things that kids could do, is look at wearing earmuffs, some of that PPE? What are some things we should watch out for with our children?
Absolutely. Well, the children are sometimes can be a little bit different because sometimes their exposures may be different than ours. But, you know, we may think that a child is not as exposed to as many noises as someone that, let's say, works on the farm or in a factory for an 8-hour shift. Actually, children are exposed to quite a bit of noise on a day-to-day basis. So you think about sometimes their walk to and from school. Now, if you live in a more urban area and you have a lot of those city noises, that's one thing. But even in our rural communities, you know, we may be walking near train tracks. We might have a train that goes by. So we're exposed to a lot of noises just on that commute, maybe to and from school. But while we're in school, there's various noises throughout the day. And the big thing are the earbuds. So whether they're listening for pleasure, whether they just have their music in, or sometimes they're connected now on their iPads in school and they're working on things. A lot of children tend to put that up at the highest volume, and that exposure can be very, very detrimental. So we try to talk to children about different ways that they can control the noises that are around them. And there's really three key ways. And I think this is important for all of us, whether you're a young one or you're young at heart, you can do these to really protect your hearing, and that is by protecting your ears using, as we already talked about, earplugs or earmuffs. Again, find out what your exposure is to the noise. I'm sure a lot of equipment too have recommendations as to the type of hearing protection that you should be using, but they're so prevalent. It's so easy to get your hands on personal protective equipment and PPE regarding hearing. And sometimes you can find where folks can give it away for free because they do want you to protect your hearing. So wearing the earplugs, earmuffs are really important. Another thing we can all do is walk away. So if maybe we are at a concert, a rock concert, and we happen to be right next to that speaker and we notice the noise is very overwhelming, we don't have any hearing protection, we can distance ourselves as best as possible. That's going to help protect us. And then the last thing is probably one of the simplest things. If we have control, we can turn it down. So that's really where it plays a part with our young ones, you know, where they are listening to that music. They can listen to it at a lower volume, and that can really, really help them. So those are some of the key talking points that we use with children at our safety days, and a couple activities I thought we need to mention on how we teach this with children, because some folks might think this might not be the most glamorous or exciting topic for young ones, but we try to make it fun. And so some of the things that we can do is we can take various items that make noise. Maybe it's a blender, a vacuum cleaner, other things that they might be exposed to. And you can take a decibel reader. So our phones are great tools now, because there's a lot of apps that have those downloadable decibel readers that you can use, or there's actually ones that you can purchase. And the children can actually hold that up to the different sounds and find out the different decibels. Now, it is really important to understand that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that any noise or sound level over 85 decibels or anything that exceeds that really is when you should be wearing hearing protection. So that's a good way for the children to understand what are these noise levels, because things that they're exposed to on a day-to-day basis, they have no idea the damage that it can do. So that's a fun activity. The other cool thing that we do is something using pipe cleaners, or sometimes people call them those fuzzy sticks. And we have the kids, we give them about 5 or 6 of those, and we talk to kids about their average day, the things that they do, and they can either shake those fuzzy sticks or run their hand over them. And we talk about, you know, the different sounds that they can hear throughout their day. And we mention things from light sounds to, you know, the lawnmower running next door or going to that rock concert. And then by the end of that activity, those pipe cleaners are going every which way, every direction. So we ask the children to try to put them back together, you know, straighten them out, and they just don't do that. They just stay that way. I always say it's like putting Humpty Dumpty back together. It just doesn't work. So what that teaches them is that when we listen to these loud noises or have this exposure for a long period of time or for many years, it really does damage to the stereo cilia, which is the little tiny hair cells that are in the cochlea. And once again, those are damaged. They sort of break off and just don't function anymore. And you like I said, you just can't put it back together again. The damage is done. So the biggest thing is prevention, getting these kids to understand that there are ways that they can keep their hearing in check and keep it for a long time.
Well, helping educate our youth and providing a vital role in rural America. You can learn more again, progressiveag.org. Jana Davidson with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. We appreciate the time for the October safety message. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
And that's going to do it for another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.